It is time for another classic car chat with Al. It's being brought to you by JDR Seeds. They're our sponsor for the 2022 racing season. Once again, the 2022 classic car chat season. We're welcoming this time around Nancy Brandt from Titanca. She is going to tell us about a gorgeous car that she has. Nancy, welcome to the Classic Car Chat here on Hometown Home Country Radio.
Well, thank you, Al. I appreciate the offer to come and share a little bit of information about our car.
Tell us what your car is. As I said, it is something pretty special.
It is. It's a 69 convertible Camaro, and we call it Hellfire. It gained its name because of the hockey stick stripe on the sides of the car from PPG. And Hellfire was the name of the red that we were using.
All right. So, yes. So, and the car, the color of the car itself is black, and then it does have the red, as you said, like the red graphics or red trim on it.
That is correct. It is a mirrored black, nice and deep color that father and son team, Ron Beatty and Brandon Beatty, they're the owners of G-Force Customs. In 2008, that is when they started the build for us.
How long did it take to complete that? You have really done some pretty spectacular things with this car.
We started the project in 2008, and it ended in 2010.
Something very special about this car, and this stands out to me. We're doing the interview today here in the KLGA studio, and this is probably about the spot where Ron's paint and bake booth was, because your car was redone in this building before it was a radio station. It was G-Force Customs.
That is correct. We started here at G-Force Customs, and now I'm back for the interview here for the car. Yes, and G-Force Custom is very, very professional and does an excellent job with perfection. And they sit with the customer and they visit. They spent many, many hours with me going over the different options that I had available and talking through each one. It was a really fun project to do with this father and son team.
So tell us a bit about the car itself. Like you said, it's black. It has the red. What about the car itself as far as what was done with what they put in for a motor, transmission? What are some of those details?
Well, the car has in it an LS1 motor, and we selected that because we wanted it to be able to be roadworthy and still affordable for us to put on the road and drive. And it also has a lizard skin undercoating, which is a heat and cold sound deafener, and we've got that under the car. It has Ring Brother door handles, and those were anodized, so there's some special unique treatments that were done. That was an option that was available to us. And it has a custom-made heartthrob exhaust system underneath, and I can go on and on and on. It has many customized things on it, so but that was just a few highlights.
What did it look like when you first got the car before it went out to G-Force Customs? Was it in mint condition to start with, or was it a little more rough around the edges?
No, actually, we had the car in pieces, and we delivered it to Ron and Brandon, and those two actually worked really hard on putting it back together. We had bought it in Rockford, Illinois, which is my hometown, where a father actually had bought that for his daughter in 1969 as a graduation gift. And it was butternut yellow at that particular time. And now when we got it, it was a teal green. And now that it's completed, it is a mere deep black.
Sounds absolutely awesome. This car has also a lot of special highlights in the sense that you've shown it, really, it's been shown all across the United States and has done won some awards too.
Yes, it has. It has. There's about six events that we took it to that really created a lot of awesome memories for us. And one was in October 2010. As soon as we had it finished, we put it in the trailer and we trailered it to Nashville, Tennessee. And it was spotlighted on Spike TV. And that was done through lizard skin. They actually asked us to present the car on their TV spotlight.
There's been other shows that you've been at, and you do cruises with it and some very special ones too.
That is correct. In July of 2012, the car was selected as PPG Dream Car, and that's through Good Guys Heartland Nationals at the fairgrounds in Des Moines. And it was also featured in their magazine, Good Times Gazette, during that year. And then again in August, we were selected as a grand winner over the whole car show at Cool Deadwood Nights in Deadwood, South Dakota. And then again in October of 2014, Cruise to the Woods, we won one of their top 10 favorites. And Hellfire was presented with the trophy and featured on their t-shirts and sweatshirts and on their poster. And then again in September of 2019, we won People's Choice Award at Brit's Car, Truck, Bike, and Tractor Show. So that was very exciting. And then not just recently, June 2021, we had Best Chevy at the Titanca Fireman Car Show. And it's really great to be acknowledged by your hometown, which is where we're from, Titanca.
Yeah, that's a good, Jeff, you're right. That is a great feeling. Well, gosh, congratulations on all those honors and awards. What's enjoyable about having a car like that, Camaro? What's the joy of that, maybe, or the perks of having a beautiful car like this?
What we have known is these events, they create great places to make new friends. They create great places to join old friends. And we visit with the spectators and vendors with the same enthusiasm for cars.
So for you, it's the, I guess you might say, the fellowship that you get from visiting with people that come to view the car and taking it to the shows, and that's very rewarding for you guys.
It is very rewarding.
So are there other, do you have plans maybe to acquire more cars and do another project like this, or is this going to kind of be your shining star? Is Hellfire going to be the one and only?
Hellfire is going to be the one and only. Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for sharing that information with us about your car. About it sounds like you have a great love for that car and have just really having a great deal of fun with it each and every summer.
Yes, yes, we do. Thank you so much.
And we'll look forward to seeing it at some shows yet later this summer. And there's any more right up into the fall season. There's some great car shows to take in.
Yes, there is. And then also our small towns, we have parades like in Buffalo Center, Tyke, Burt. And we like to have the car presented in those things too.
I'm going to let you tell us again what that car is as we close things out on this car chat.
It is a 69 convertible Camaro, solid black with red hockey stick stripes down both sides.
Thanks so much for being with us on the Classic Car Chat this time around, Nancy. Been a pleasure.
And thank you, Al, for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Nancy Brandt from Titanca. She is our guest on Al's Classic Car Chat this time around and is always being brought to you by JDR Seeds.